like you don't understand at all. So what I'm going to do is ask if everyone can open up their chat boxes just in case we have some discussion. My name is Dwight Gregory Elijah Hunter. I'm with the Chicago Department of Public Health, and I'd like to have my colleague introduce himself.
Hello, everyone. My name is Renante Morante. I'm with the Chicago Department of Public Health as well. I'm taking notes for tonight and assisting Dwight.
So on that note, we'd like to welcome you. We just went over the group norms. Again, we want to remind you, we want to be present. We want to make space and take space. We want to utilize I statements. We talked about the Vegas rule in regards to confidentiality. Don't yuck my yum. We want to take care of each other and selves. We want to have a courageous conversation. And again, we want to assume best intentions. As was highlighted by Ms. Norma, if it gets to a point where someone may be a little bit out of hand, we may ask that person to step out. Other than that, what I want to do is just get a show of hands, or you can just come off of mute. Do you all agree with those group norms? Anyone have any problem? Just a show of hands, yes, or you can put their hands up.
All good so far.
Okay, perfect. So with that, let me ask this also. Does everyone have access to the Zoom board or the Jam board? Is there anyone that's calling strictly by phone that can't provide their notes or can't use the chat box? The reason I ask, I want to make sure that we are able to capture your information as well. So again, is there anyone that is calling by phone and that doesn't have access to the Jam box, the Jam board, or is not able to use the chat box? Okay, I take it that everyone has access, so we'll start with the first question. So what we'd like for you to do are, based on what you've heard thus far, some of you were in that first session, you've also heard a quick overview. Could you please share some potential benefits of this proposal on you and your community? And let me back up. I have a quick question. How are you connected to the Southeast Side group? How are you connected to the Southeast Side of Chicago? And what are your hopes for this evening? If you could throw that up there again. How are you connected to the Southeast Side of Chicago, and what are your hopes for this evening? If you could share that in the Jam box, or if you could share that in the notes.
Sorry, was there a link to the Jam box? I haven't received that.
Whom just asked that question?
Francisco, was that in the email?
Yeah, I don't know who would have had that, handed that out, but I guess I could copy and put this in the chat box, this link right here. But before I do that, let me make a phone call real quick to tech support.
While he's doing that, could everyone else begin to provide that resident Southeast Side for 17 years, teachers at Washington High School? Great. Others, please. Resident of South Chicago, 25 years, perfect. Any others? resident of Southeast Side for 30 years. Great. So we've got residents that have been here for quite some time. And that's good because you've been here, you know the history of the community. So I'm going to segue back again. We're going to ask again, if you can use the Jamboard, we want you to post what have you heard thus far? And please share some of the potential benefits of this proposal on you and your community. And who specifically benefits? You can also come off of mute if you want to share verbally.
I didn't hear from anybody, so I put in the chat the link to that I'm using for Jamboard.
Mr. Francisco, do you see the link?
I do.
Okay. So at this point, I'm not seeing anybody put anything up on the board, and I'm also not getting any feedback from anyone. So is it a technology issue?
I don't see the benefits. Sorry, I don't see the benefits. I see this as just benefiting the company, and it's causing more pollution in an environment. So, that may be the reason.
Okay, I appreciate that. Could you also throw that up in the chat or in the notes here? No benefits. Thank you. Other feedback. If you also feel as Mr. Donald did, you can also share that and why. Again, the question is, based upon what you've heard thus far, please share some of the potential benefits of this proposal on you and the community, and what are some of those specific benefits. I know we've got quite a few individuals in the room, and the only person that I seem to have heard from at this point is Mr. Donald. Well, let me ask this then. Who benefits, who do you think benefits from this current proposal and how? So you're not against the permit, but they're meeting all EPA requirements. Jobs have already been promised to previous company employees, okay? I can't believe that this group is so quiet with no feedback. Because I saw a lot of feedback going on during the original point. So if you don't see any benefits from this, and I've gotten your point, Mr. Donald, what prevents you from seeing the benefits of this project? And I'll just throw that out to everyone else. If you don't see any benefits, what prevents you from seeing the benefits of this project? Based on feedback from the community, many don't see any benefits. Okay. Do you see any ways that we can decrease negative impacts and increase positive impacts for community members, and I'll say that again. How could we decrease negative impacts and increase positive impacts for community members? Are there any projects that are similar in nature in the community? And what are your thoughts or what do you like about any of those? So are there any similar projects that are going on in the community that are similar in nature? And what is it about that you like about those? Because I know we've talked about, again, the negatives about this particular project, but are there any community projects that you do like that have gone on in the community that you had feedback on?
Well, I mean, that's hard to answer because they're putting up all kinds of like big box, like warehouses, but I don't see any businesses willing to move in. So, you know, I mean, that's a concern. You know, why are they investing in all this? The high school is broken down. I mean, they're fixing the roof for like 5 years. We have to keep the windows wide open because it's too hot in the rooms. And, you know, this is just going to add to it if you have more particulate matter in the air, you know. So, I mean, it's not like, it's not like these projects are going to be benefiting when we could use a new high school. And it's a priority over businesses and profits over the health and well-being of the community, especially a new high school.
Appreciate you sharing that, Mr. Donald. Any other thoughts in regards to that?
I agree with the statement in the chat. It seems like you're trying to ask us how to make it better for them to get this permit.
I humbly apologize if that's the case. That's not the key. What we want to do is really do get your feedback. And again, I appreciate you sharing that. Why at this point you don't see any positive, because that's our reality as well. So if there aren't any other questions, what we can possibly do in a couple of seconds is move on. But I just wanted everybody else to have an opportunity to share, in particular as it relates to this particular question.
Then let's move on. I mean, you're right. You know, we don't have feedback about that. Can we move on to the next question, please?
Well said, Mr. Donald. So, burdens. Based on what you've heard thus far, please share some of the potential burdens of this proposal on you and your community, and what specifically is burdened. So again, based on what you've heard thus far, please share some of the potential burdens of this proposal on you and the community, and who specifically is burdened.
I mean, there's a lot of burdens. I mean, the particulate matter in the air, there's a high school, elementary school, there's a park, Rowan Park, that is, you know, in the line of fire. My house, I live on 110th and Green Bay, which is less than a mile from this facility, you know, and it just, so this is a big burden to expect us to have to deal with more pollution in the air. I mean, and I, to answer somebody who said, you know, well, the EPA requirements, it's insufficient. And the EPA, the report, wasn't looking at specific particulate matter. And that's a problem. You know, so it seems like it's stacked against us, the fact that, you know, they're not looking at the key areas of monitoring that is going to affect our health.
Thank you, Mr. Donnell. And I appreciate the feedback that's been shared in regards to, it's not our job to tell the city how to make General Iron better. It's your job to protect our health. That's part of why we're here. The community does want General Iron. We will not answer questions intended to make you sway or say what we want, General Iron. You protest these questions, we will not answer. We do not want General Iron. Staff, you've been given a terrible job. We will be civil towards you, and we appreciate that. This is a sham directed towards your bosses. Silence is an answer, and I'm seeing that. But with that said, because we didn't have the feedback, could you share with us, because Mr. Donald shared some of the burdens, unless he's speaking for everyone, what are some additional burdens and what specifically is burdened? If we could get other feedback.
I mean, we're talking about also increased truck traffic and more pollution that way as well. And so I think that's the safety that we're looking at. You know, not to mention, you know, like I said, schools, these are school zones. And so.
Other feedback in regards to potential burdens. When we say silence is golden, we really do mean silence is golden. So other than what Mr. Donald shared, the only burdens that we're currently hearing from the group, because this is a group component, is the increased truck traffic. Mr. Donald living in an area where, again, it's going to impact his home, additional pollutants because of the congestion that will be coming that way. Any other things? Are there any unintended consequences you feel that will come from this? What are some unintended consequences that may come with this? Because that would fall under the burden component. And I see you about to speak, Mr. Donald.
Yeah, I don't mean dominate, but I mean the history. I teach history and we have to learn from history, and the history of this company is not one of, you know, being a good neighbor. They've had explosions, they have had fires, they've been fined, but it's been a very small slap on the wrist. And I don't see that, you know, that changes things, you know? And so, I just, you know, that it's not, and I did my own research, yes. There was a metal shredder near a Los Angeles school, and there was dust everywhere, it got into people's lungs. And so, you know, I mean, the particulate matter, the increase of asthma and other issues, respiratory illnesses, you know, cancers. The East Side has had many, you know, rare cancers in many people, in many individuals. I personally know of two teachers who graduated from Washington High School, and they're, you know, they're in their 50s, and they both had cancer. That's not a coincidence. So, okay. And the, just one last thing. I'm sorry.
Continue.
Okay. Just that the city says that, you know, it's, you know, it wants to reduce burdens on communities that have already had health issues and not risk any increased. And this is not, you know, they're willing to play with our lives because, you know, this company wants to make money. And that's not fair. That's really not fair.
Thank you, Mr. Donald. Are there some additional comments from others? Again, just in regards to the burdens and what are some of those potential burdens on you and the community? So we spoke a little bit about equity. What needs to be in place for the proposal to advance health equity outcomes for the community members? Because we spoke of equity. What needs to be in place for the proposal to advance health equity outcomes for the community? Deny the permit, okay? Build new schools and athletic fields for Washington High School.
I mean, we have great soccer teams. Our soccer team just finished third in the state, and Chicago Public Schools was saying, oh, this is wonderful. But yet our team, we don't have our own practice facility. We don't have that. And that would add to health if we had and I know that's another question, if we had our own facility, if we had something for the community to use, but you know, they're not looking at that. And that's frustration too.
Thank you again, Mr. Donald. Anyone else? Just in regards to what else needs to be in place for the proposal to advance health equity outcomes for the community. Silence is golden. And what I'm trying not to do is rush through this. The flip side is we're going to come back collectively at a specific time frame. One last time, based on what you've heard thus far, I've gotten Mr. Donald, he's shared, he's filling up our board. We've gotten some feedback in the notes. Any other additional burdens that you would like us to highlight? And who specifically is burdened?
Hi, Dwight, this is Renante. I just want to make sure that I typed up all these notes. And if there's anything incorrect here, let me know.
Thank you. Okay, we can move on to number three. Now, because we have a lot of residents based on the number of years, I'm really hoping that Mr. Downer will not be the only one providing. Based on lived experience, is there anything else you want people who are working on this proposal to know or think about based on your experience as a community member? This is your opportunity. Again, lived experience. Is there anything else that you want people who are working on this proposal to know or think based on your experience as a community member?
Well, I already said it. I mean, you know, more cases of rare cancer that have been the disproportionate impact of, you know, the industry in the area on individuals' health. Because, again, you know, that should be a factor in deciding whether this permit should be allowed.
Thank you. Ms. Norma shared, maybe thinking, how is this impacting you, your community?
I see that we're going pretty quickly through the questions. And sometimes it may be the way that we are asking the questions. Is there something else that we should be asking or know about? And maybe some of you have already shared this in the past, and maybe that is why this seems like you're duplicating.
Well, some of the feedback that was shared, Ms. Norma, is that their silence is a way of articulating that they're not in agreement with what's been presented thus far. Mr. Donald has done a great job in sharing his thoughts. Some of the feelings are that some of the questions are as if we're trying to come up with ways and suggestions on why the permit should be given. And I'd like for you to provide feedback, group, if I'm incorrect in what I'm sharing thus far.
Yeah, I can certainly understand where folks might be feeling this way. I'm not sure if it wasn't articulated enough, but some of this goes beyond even the permit. And I can understand why people may be using their silence to not participate in a conversation that seems futile or useless to participate. But this is also information that the city is taking forward to other initiatives, to other engagement with community. So of course you have the option to not participate, but just wanted to offer that up in case that made a difference to anybody.
Thank you, Ms. Norma.
Of course. We're also open to hear if this does not feel equitable, if this does not seem fair, you know, make your suggestions about how things can be done different to engage community. I think that it's important that the city hear these things. And this is an opportunity to have them down in writing. I think that the next question may allude to that. And so you don't have to talk specifically about this particular issue or with the permit, but if these are things that you feel very important, that you feel are important, then it should be, I encourage you to document these.
Well, before we move, what I do want to ask is this. Because the majority of you have articulated that you do live in the community, what do you see as some of the community needs that warrant our attention? And Mr. Donald has kind of shared that, and I'll repeat this. If you do live in the community, what do you see as some of the community needs that warrant attention? again, appreciating the feedback. One of the things, again, we want to respect everyone's feedback. That's why we're giving each of you an opportunity to provide feedback if you'd like to. And again, we appreciate the feedback that's been shared thus far.
Sunante, again, I just want to make sure that I captured everything correctly. If I didn't, let us know in the chat or your voice.
Again, I'm going to bring up the equity component. What needs to be in place to advance health equity for health equity outcomes for the community members? And this is, again, based on your lived experience. What needs to be in place to advance health equity outcomes for community members? So for you as community members, what are some things that can be provided as it relates to health equity? Mental health clinics that were closed. So when you say that, opening more mental health clinics? Okay. Single payer health care. So before we transition to the last question, is there anything else that others would like to add? Again, because again, this is your community and we're asking you, based on again, your experience, anything else that's working that for those of us that are working on the proposal that you want us to know or think about? Again, based on your experience.
I'm going to address what was in the chat. I mean, one thing is, and even the Chicago Department of Public Health compared our community to Lincoln Park, which wasn't fair. There are many other communities in Chicago. And so I think that's part of the issue is that, they're not, they haven't had the environmental burdens that we've had on the east side. So that's all we're asking is that, you know, be honest in the comparison between neighborhoods. And then also, yeah, the EPA did change its standards under Trump, you know, And those standards, yeah, were insufficient because it fit with, you know, Republican ideas for benefiting business. And that's just the reality of the situation.
Thank you. Okay, let's transition to the last question then. So looking forward beyond the permit decision, What should we be as aware of as we embark on other policy process change initiatives? Do you have any specific recommendations? As the city engages in other projects on the southeast side of Chicago, what would you like us to think about when we do that?
Are you referring specifically to the CDPH or Chicago in general?
Chicago in general, but again, anytime there are permits, and like what, for example, the city has to provide permits. So again, it's a collective. What would you like the health department as well as the city of Chicago, our public officials, to know as it relates to other future projects that may come to the southeast side?
Well, I've said it already. I mean, the fact is we have selective enrollment schools with new buildings, you know, like John Hancock. I used to work at John Hancock College Prep. And once they became a selective enrollment, then they got a new building. And Washington High School, we have great and increased enrollment, but yet, you know, there's little movement. And we've gone to the Board of Education meeting multiple times to talk to them about our building and the lack of space and lack of athletic facilities, even though we have championship soccer programs. You know, we finished second in the city this year and we finished third in the state, you know, but, you know, there's been little traction on doing that. So I think there are, you know, programs to enhance neighborhood high schools because, you know, they're focused so much on the selective enrollment or certain neighborhoods, you know, other areas that the southeast side has been kind of ignored. And so, yeah, I appreciate you asking this question because we do have a vision of for our neighborhood that it's better for everybody. And so I do like this question because, you know, if you're listening to it, if the powers that be are listening to it, to prioritize what would make us better, including, like I said, a soccer stadium or field that we could, you know, we could use and promote.
So we want to make sure that we're capturing what you're articulating, Mr. Donald. My colleague is writing it up right now.
Well, since you're recording also, hopefully the recording will be looked at, right?
Oh, definitely. We won't use names, but we're definitely going to use the silence as well as the feedback that's provided.
I've given you my full name. I don't mind that, but just a matter of.
No, but again, when we provide the notes, and you'll see, all of you will see the report when it comes out from this meeting. And it'll be a collaborative of all that was collected throughout from all groups.
There's also another proposal online for mining in the community. And I know that that's against city ordinances, but we're concerned about this because the company that wants to come in and, you know, and mine is saying that it's for development, but we're kind of worried about that that's gonna cause some negative environmental impacts as well.
So there's a proposed proposal in regards to bringing mining on the southeast side of Chicago.
It's a underground facility they're proposing to build an underground facility that they would take out the limestone and use some of the limestone for the facility. And so, so you know, like I said, there's a company that, you know, is trying to do this. They're called the Invert. And so that's another concern we have, is that this is going to adversely impact our neighborhood.
Thank you. Any other ways that we can do a better job as a city in engaging the community? Again, are there any other ways that we as a city can do a better job in engaging the community in this process? So Mr. Renanti, could you do me a favor and go back to the very first slide? So just to kind of bring this back together and begin to figure out what we're going to share back with the groups. For the most part, there were no benefits that could be shared from the Southside Weekly newspaper. That one was from the reporter. So we don't have to highlight that piece. Based on the feedback, no one really saw any benefits.
Hey, Dwight, I'm just going to add a couple of notes from the chat.
Okay. And I want to jot some of these down because I'm going to report back out and I won't have access to these.
Thank you for that, Ermina. I think that's a great point. And that's what I'm saying is that, although, you know, you do, I understand community engagement, but also listening to experts, you know, why do the experts are discounted? You know, I understand you're saying, well, the community's input is most valuable, but we also need to listen to experts. And this holds true for so many things, the vaccine, whatever. And so, that's what we're trying to get at, is that don't discount these outside people who have valuable insight into what's going on. So I hope you'll copy what Ermina wrote in the chat, because that's what I was getting at by saying that we have these experts who are speaking up. And the city's not listening.
I think someone had mentioned UIC.
I just want to confirm I captured everything. We went back. I went back to the chats and typed it on the board.
So for those of you, even those of you that haven't said a word at this point, but you have provided feedback, anything else before we transition to the other slide? Again, just making sure that we're capturing everything. A question is asked, will the department take recommendations into serious consideration moving forward for policies? In a recent letter to the mayor of the Dean of the UIC School of Public Health, Dean Wales shared, they will document excessive burden of pollution already experienced by residents living in the southeast side of Chicago, strong enough evidence against the permit. Thank you for sharing that. That'll make sure that we're capturing that as well. That'll be captured.
Dwight, I'm just going to put that question here so we have a place for it.
Perfect. Okay, we can transition to the next one.
Yeah, hang on, I got one more.
Okay. So we've got increased truck traffic, particles, particular pollutants, explosions and fires. Thank you. Fires from shredders adding health risk to already burdened communities. City not meeting community needs in terms of school improvements. Any other things that you'd like to add before we move on? Again, this is kind of a summary of what we've got going. So in regards of lived experience, is there anything else you want people who are working on this proposal to know or think about based on your experience as community members? So silence as a disagreement to the city, single payer health, mental health clinics were closed. More cases of rare cancers. Existing standards are insufficient. CDPH making a comparison to Lincoln Park was not fair. We should be honest when we compare similar communities. Many health experts like UIC and Harvard University indicated their expert opinions about denying the permit. Okay. Anything else before we transition to the last one? Okay, the last one, please. So city not making improvements. To Washington High School as well as Southeast Side, in regards to increased enrollment, lack of space, very concerned about proposed limestone mining project. So those were the four points that we wanted to come across and get information from you on. We've got what's called a blackboard. If there are any additional things that you'd like to address that we can take back to the city, what might those be? Mr. Renati, can you go to the blackboard? Where are the parking lot that we have? I think it's the fifth one, if it was added. Okay. Any questions that you may have that you would like us to bring back to the city?
I'd like to know what they're doing to attract businesses to the Southeast Side, especially since they're building these big, these big like box, I don't know what they're for, but you know, for manufacturing or for warehousing, I'm not sure. So I just want to know what is the city doing in order to occupy those spaces that they're building, you know, all these new buildings for, you know?
So what is the city doing to attract business to the Southeast Side, okay?
Yeah, and who will be occupying these new buildings, this construction that's been going up, especially along Avenue O.
Any other questions that the group would like asked of the city or the health department? Got about 30 seconds before we join the large group again. Anything else? Well, I personally want to thank everyone that shared, understanding that silence is a statement in and of itself as well. So we do appreciate you participating by showing up You're going to hear some of the feedback that we shared by some of the other groups. And again, we appreciate your time.